सहनौमनत्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। So we saw last time that Arjun came to the battlefield and he became emotional. Mind is the seat of all the emotions. When the emotions come, the intellect get crowded. And same thing happened with Arjun, and Arjun asked Lord Krishna, what is my duty? He was not able to even decide what is his duty in the battlefield. We have seen that they prepared that war for 12 years. And now same Arjun is asking on the battlefield, oh Lord Krishna, please tell me what is my duty here? Because the emotions has clouded his intellect. Lord Krishna treated him with Vedic truth. He didn't give him any medicines. He didn't even touch him. He didn't remove his sorrow. He gave him the Vedic truth, and with that medicine, Arjun, after 2.5 hours, got up, started fighting, won the battle. Supreme Purushottam Narayan has taken the form, had come as an incarnation, as an avatar, Lord Krishna. That we'll see in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. And Ved Vyas Ji had beautifully explained and narrated it. What is this Bhagavad Gita? What will it do to me? How it is going to help me? What is my problem? So in the Dhyan Sloka it is said, Sarvopinishad Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vas Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. What is this Gita? It is said, Sarvopinishad Gavo Dogdha. Sarvopinishad is the Gavo. Gavo means the cow. All the Upanishads are like a cow. How many Upanishads are there? There are more than 100. Some say 108. But Shankaracharya has written commentary on 11 Upanishads, and they are called major because he has written commentary on it. Others are said to be minor, not in the subject matter, because the subject matter of all Upanishads is only Brahma. Since he has not written commentary, people say these are the minor and the 11 are the major. Like Ishavasakena Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad, Mundak Upanishad, Prashna Upanishad, like Aitriya, Taitriya. On these, Shankaracharya has written commentary. So what is this Gita? Sarva Upanishad Gavo, all the Upanishad are as if they are cows. And Dogdha Gopalanandana, and Lord Krishna is, who is that Lord Krishna? He is milking those cows. Who will drink this milk? Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta. Bhokta means the enjoyer. Who is the enjoyer? Parth. Who is Parth? Vatsa, calf. A sishya. How is that shishya? Sudhir. One who has got a good buddhi. Dhi means buddhi. What is this good buddhi? When the mind is pure. Then only you can drink this milk. Upanishad, you can understand only when your mind is pure. You see, this also, this hall is empty. There is no fee, no gatekeeper, no ticket, no gate pass is needed. But still people can't come in and sit. Sudhir. Bhokta has to be Sudhir. If you have got interest in listening Bhagavad Gita, you are Sudhir. Sudhir means your mind is a little bit purified. Then only you will come and sit and enjoy it. Sudhir Bhokta. Who is Partha? Partha is Arjun. Pritha Putra iti Partha. Pritha Putra. Who is Pritha? Another name of Kunti. Arjun is son of Kunti. Another name of Kunti is Pritha. Pritha Putra, son of Pritha. But other sons were also there. Yudhishthir was also son. But Lord always uses Partha for Arjun. Sudhir Bhokta. And what will he get? Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat. Dugdham, it is a milk. Whatever milk. Amrita. If you drink this milk, you will get immortality. Mahat, the greatest. So if we drink this milk, milk means if we study these 700 verses said in the Bhagavad Gita, if we understand it and apply in our life, we will become immortal. We say in Hindi, Amar ho gaya, immortal. Only knowing will not help. We have to apply in the life. Further, at the end of each chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is written, Om Tatsat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su. What is this Bhagavad Gita? Upanishad only. What is the subject matter of Upanishad? Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidyayam. It is Brahma Vidya. How can I get it? Then it is said, Yoga Shastra, it tells you the means also, sadhana also, how you can reach it. So Bhagavad Gita tells about your goal. It also tells you about means to reach that goal. Yoga Shastra, how it is said, Sri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade. It is a dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun. It is sambad. It is not bad. Bad means argument. It is not an argument. It's a dialogue between a teacher and student. Sambad. And here you will find questions and answers. Whenever there a doubt comes in the mind of Arjun, he immediately asks, Lord Krishna, this is my doubt. Give me answer for this. He immediately said, okay. I will tell you about that also. And he explains in detail everything. In introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Gurudev writes, we have today more people who talk on the Gita than those who learn the Gita. There are many, many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. You cannot finish in one life. So much commentaries are there on Bhagavad Gita. More who read the Gita than understand the divine song. People read it. But it is very difficult to understand this, the science behind it, how it is working. And indeed, very few who try to live the Gita. We understand it, we appreciate science also, But when the time comes to live it, we don't practice it. So mind is man, as the mind, so is the individual. All our experiences are happening in mind. If mind is happy, we are happy. If mind is not happy, we are not. We say we are dukhi. We are not sukhi. So what is this life? Life is a series of experiences only. If your experiences are good, you say, I am happy in this life. If your experiences are bad, you say, I'm unhappy. Let us try to find out where exactly is the disease in jiva. We all are jiva. Where exactly is the problem? And what is the solution? So every day we perceive with our organs of perception. We have got five organs of perceptions. What are those five organs of perception? Each one of you know, eyes, ear, nose, and touch, skin. And these five organs of perception perceive only five type of sense objects. So in the world there are million types of sense objects, but all can be classified into five only. Since we have got only five organs of perception, therefore the sense objects are only five. What are those sense objects? Sense object. Sabda, sparsa, roop, ras, gandh. Sabda means sound, sparsa means touch, roop means form, ras means taste, and gandh smell. So when we are awake, the transaction is continuously going on between five organs of perception and five sense of objects. I am seeing all of you immediately every second. Maybe in 1 second I am seeing so many people. You think how many perceptions are going inside. And all goes to mind. You will study in Kindle Life, mind is a clerk. He is supposed to receive all the stimuli from all five sense organs. And each organ will perceive only one object. Ear will perceive only sound. Ear will not be able to see. Similarly, each sense object will be perceived by one organ only. But mind will collect all the information. It is a receiving clerk. And the job of mind is to transfer it to intellect. But in between mind and intellect, there is one thing which is called vasana. All the files goes through, filter through this vasana and come to this. What is this vasana? These are tendencies, impressions, rag, dvesh, likes, dislikes, avidya, maya, prakriti, sattva, rajas, tamas, whatever name you want to give. In different contexts, we take all these names. Vasana, tendencies, impressions, rag, dvesh, likes, dislikes, avidya, maya, prakriti, whatever you say. So all our stimuli pass through this. They are colored by this. All our decisions are according to this. The intellect will take a decision according to the vasanas. Simple, very simple example. There are different sorts of, say, pizza here. And you might have tasted. The moment the one which you like, your vasana will say, oh, this shop is the best one. I should take this one, not the others. So the decision will be filtered and you will take a decision, that's why we are going to that shop. So intellect, when they take a decision, it consults memory. Memory has got all the experiences. It consults memory and take a decision and refer back to mind that this is the decision and you execute it. Mind again tells to organs of action to take action and we respond. So what is life? It is perception and response. We are perceiving and we are responding. There is one more factor in us is called Om, which is called Atman or Brahman, Paramatma, Ishwar. In different contexts, we will use the different terminology. It is already with us. But this vasana is covering this. It is with us, but we are not able to experience it. That Atman, that Brahman, that Ishwar, Paramatma is with all of us without exception. It is not that the scripture will give you, take your Atman, take your Brahman. Or neither the teacher will tell you, come as a prasad, you take your Atman. No, it is already with us. But it is covered by this vasana. We are not able to experience it. What is its nature? Atman nature? The nature of Atman is that we all are Satchidananda. But you will say, no, we are not experiencing that permanent sukh. We are always dukhi. Always dukhi. So the goal of human life is to reach that state. Paramanand. We all are searching that happiness. Nobody sitting here or no beings in the world will like to have sorrow. Because sorrow is a burden on us. We don't like it. But the happiness we like. Why? Because it is our nature. Anand is our nature. But that anand is covered. The Gita will tell us how to reach there, that Atman within us. And the method indicated is that you take the knowledge should be doubt-free, first condition. Take the knowledge should be doubt-free, and if you want to experience it, then you sit in the meditation and experience it. But most of us, the moment if I say there will be a meditation tomorrow morning, hundreds of people will come. They want to experience without going through the first two steps. What is the first two steps? Knowing the nature of Atman, and that knowledge should be doubt-free. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, we'll deal with the meditation, dhyana yoga. Before sitting for the dhyan, you must have the qualifications for sitting into dhyan. You should be eligible for sitting in dhyan, and to prepare yourself are the first 5 chapters. So without going through first 5 chapters, if you sit there, what will be the result? Sad story. You will sit in dhyan as you will start making your notes or your day's program and all that. Worldly things you will start thinking. Only way to purify our mind is to do all our actions in a such way, in such a way that they become yoga. We are all acting. Why we are all acting? Because we are all rajasic pradhan. Rajasic and tamasic. Jiva is all rajasic and tamasic. All jiva in the world are rajasic and tamasic pradhan. They are not satya pradhan. All avatara, Ishwar is sattvic pradhan. So rajasic pradhan means we are all action oriented. We can't stay even for a moment without action. Therefore, the way to come out of it is also action. Since Jeev is a Rajasic Pradhan, Rajasic Pradhan means it's an active, action-oriented, active. Therefore, if you want to come out of this Maya, we have to take the help of action itself. We all are acting in the world. But that action is not uniting me to the Lord. We all are acting every day from the date of birth to date of death. But our actions are not the means to reach the goal. Goal is to know our own true nature. Not knowing how to act in the world, we all are acting. And that creates vasana, tendencies, impressions, likes and dislikes. We are supposed to exhaust these vasana in human form. These vasanas can never be exhausted in any form. And the Lord has got 8.4 million types of dresses with him, suiting for each of our vasanas. We give a blueprint to the Lord, these are my vasanas, and the Lord will calculate, okay, you take this dress, go. So out of 8.4 million dresses, one dress is human, and in human dress only, you can exhaust them, because in human only, you get the maximum developed intellect. In no other form of the world you will find maximum developed intellect. Humans are the most intelligent people on this planet. Humans can learn dharma, adharma, what is papa, what is punya, what is merit, what is demerit. Only humans can understand. So how should we act in the world so that our vasanas are exhausted? So Lord is not telling us to change our profession. He is not saying if you are engineer, become a doctor. Or you do this thing for me. He is not going to tell that. He will tell you make your karma as karma yoga. Do the same karma which you are doing now, but that karma should unite you with the Lord. If you do the same action in that fashion, then the vasana will start reducing. Vasanas will start reducing. What is that method? Very simple. We all act for happiness. Is it not so? All our actions are for happiness. You know, we came here in the satsang for happiness. After 40 minutes, we'll all get up from the seat for happiness. We'll go to our study class for happiness. After that study class, come to assembly, happiness. Go home, happiness. Eat for happiness. Sleep for happiness. When you are bored, you get up again for happiness. You walk for happiness. You are tired, you sit down for happiness. We got married for happiness. We divorced for happiness. Everything is for happiness. So the way which we are acting today is not going to unite us with the Lord. The Lord says, you are doing all your actions for your happiness. You are worshipping your own ego. Instead of worshipping your ego, you start worshipping me. Only this much you have to do. Karma will be same. Action is same. At this point of time, all the are actions for my happiness. Lord says the same actions you do, but for my Lord's happiness. Do you know what is the difference between doing action for my happiness and doing action for Lord's happiness? It may seem to you it is one and same. No. For my happiness, I am ready to tell lie, cheat, plunder, look somebody. I can take shortcuts. My happiness. But if the same action is being done for the happiness of the Lord and you want to tell lie, will the Lord be happy? Bolo, will the Lord be happy? No. That means you will not be able to do any prohibited action. If you are not able to do any prohibited action, the result will not be bad. All the actions become good. See how simple science is this. Understand the science. Make it doubt-free knowledge. And then act. When you start doing the actions for the happiness of the Lord, your vasanas, your past tendencies, all will start coming down, down, slowly, slowly, slowly. And then you become fit for the knowledge. So only way for the human is, since the human beings are rajasic, the method to come out of this is also through action. Make your karma, karma yoga. Yoga means to unite with the higher. So how can I make my karma as a karma yoga? What is the science behind it? Our actions should be for the happiness of Lord. Actions we have to do. No new action, same action. That is karma yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, you will find the marg, the sadhana, or the means stated is two, only two. One is pravritti marg, another is nibritti marg. In pravritti marg, you have to act. In nibritti marg, there is no action. Which one will you like? Of course, nibritti marg, kaam nahi karna padega. Arjuna also wanted that. Oh Lord, if the Gyan Marg is so good that you can reach the ultimate goal, then why are you telling me to do this cruel action, killing people? Lord said, Arjun, that was your vasana. You are born as a Kshatriya. You became the best Dhanurdhar. So you have to adjust your vasana in that way. But I will tell you how to do that. You do it this way, your vasana is adjusted and you will win the battle and you will get realization of the mukti, khatam, chitti. And he acted as per the advice. Immediately acted as per the advice and complete. Why two marks are there? Two marks are there. When Brahmaji created the Srishti, he first created four Manasputra, Sanat, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Kumar. And Brahmaji told them, now you after that, you start the creation. And these four Kumara said, nahi, hum nahi jayega. I will not go into all this householder life and this and that. We are Bhakta of Narayan, we are not going to do all these things. That is Nibritti Marg. Then Brahmaji said, oh, my job is to create whole world. I created four sons and they have refused to act according to my advice. He got angry. And a Rudra came out of his middle of this eye portion, eyebrows. Rudra means one who destroys. Brahmaji told Rudra, okay, no, start Srishti. They started Srishti, but whatever Brahmaji used to create and everything is destroyed. So Brahmaji, stop. You go and sit in meditation. Then he created 10 rishis, Marichi and Narad and Pulastha, names are given in Bhagavad, and told them that, okay, now you start the Srishti. Then also Srishti did not develop much. Then came Manu Satrupa, and then after that, Srishti again. Slowly, 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 it increased, it developed. To Marichi Adi, Lord gave him the Pravritti Marg. Pravritti Marg means the Karma Marg. Karma Marg means like to the Surya and all the whole Prakriti, he told them how to do the Karma. They are all doing Karma. And they are doing for the happiness of the Lord, not for their happiness. Tree is giving mango, not for his own sake or his own benefit or our own gain, but for the benefit of others. Because Lord wants, you do this thing. And they so slowly, 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 each jiva has to start with the Pravritti Marg. We don't have any choice. What is this Pravritti Marg? It's the Karma Yoga Marg. Since we have not studied Bhagavad Gita in the first 25 years of life, we don't know how to act in the world. So we didn't know that all the actions should be for the happiness of Lord. We all started doing actions for own happiness. So we came with a capital of vasana, the tendencies, likes and dislikes, that capital is increasing. That is not a good thing. When the sensex goes up, we all are happy. Is it not so? And in this week, it tanked 1,000 points in 2 days. We became unhappy. So don't think that we are increasing the capital of vasana, therefore we should be happy. No, you should be sorrowful. You are giving more blueprint, more vasana. You will take more lives to exhaust these vasanas. Pravritti Marg and Nibritti Marg. It is one marg only. It is only one path. It starts with actions and after that, actions stop, Nibritti Marg start. What is Nibritti Marg? Nibritti Marg is Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. When the vasanas are reduced, mind is purified, then a desire will come in you. Who am I? What is the purpose of life? Is it the purpose of life? First 25 years, 30 years study, become professional, then you earn up to the age of 65. You gain material wealth, which you have to leave here. Whole life is wasted. Materially, you may be a very rich person, but spiritually, total failure. Total failure. You came with 100 vasanas, now you are going with 1,000 vasanas. So we have to start with the Pravritti Marg. Pravritti Marg means Karma Yoga Marg. Karma Yoga Marg means all the actions should be for my happiness. What is Karma Yoga? For Lord's happiness. Oh, you are attentive, I'm happy. So all the actions should be for my for the happiness of the Lord, and when then the mind is purified, then you get the chance, eligibility to listen. If you are listening Bhagavad Gita, know it for sure, your mind is purified little bit. impure mind is not allowed to enter and he will be checked there. Maya is waiting there. Maya will pull. You drop your children and Maya pulls you. You have to go for shopping. You have to pick up milk. You have this job, that job, that job. Maya pulls you. Then comes the Nibritti Marg. Nibritti Marg, you do the Sravan. Sravan means knowledge about that self. That is Sravan. Knowledge will happen only in Sravan. There is no other method. You can't become doctor by studying medical books bought from the store. You have to listen from the professor. Similarly, about the knowledge of self also, you have to listen. Then we are intelligent people, our intellect will doubt it. Whatever he said is not correct. Lord has said this Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. Is it applicable today? So much of changes has come, this and that, innovation, this and that. But tell me whether the model of human being has changed. At the time of Ram, he also had two hands and two eyes, two ears. In the era of Lord Krishna, also human beings were have the same model. Now also same model. Atman is same, consciousness is same, Brahman is same. Therefore the teaching is also same. You cannot change. So Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg, these two marg are highlighted in Bhagavad Gita. And these two marg, they attack that vasana. Our only job in this life is to reduce or eradicate that vasana. And how to eradicate? That is the Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg. This is said in detail in 700 verses over 18 chapters. Now I will tell you within 2 minutes the BMI chart. It will be very easy for anyone to understand the Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana or Bhagavatam based on this chart. Our Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda made this chart. The Om represents the Atman within inside which we have to know, which we have to experience. Below Om is the V for Vasana. You have already heard about that Vasana, tendencies, likes and dislikes, Prakriti, Maya, ignorance. This is Vasana. This is covering, this is a curtain between me and my Lord. My Lord is standing inside me, but I am not able to experience Him. It is already with me. Vasana is the curtain. Drop the curtain, you will be able to see that truth in front of you. How to drop it? Pravritti Marg, Nivritti Marg. Then we have got three instruments called body. With the body, we perceive objects of the world. Mind is the seat of emotions. With mind, we feel all emotions. And intellect thinks thoughts. So with this three equipment, body, mind and intellect, we interact with the OET, object, emotions and thought. We interact with the world. And PFT is the ego. Perceiver, feeler, thinker is ego. Om, the life spark within all of us. We have to know this thing. Bhagavad Gita will tell about that also. It will tell about the Maya, Prakriti, Vasana, Rag, Dvesh, tendencies, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, everything if they will explain. They will also explain what is body, what is mind, what is intellect. They have got a specific definitions. Then perceiver, feeler, thinker is ego in all of us. And OET is world. We are interacting with the world. So we are acting or interacting with the world, but we don't know our true nature. Our whole energy is invested here. Therefore, we all are materially well off. From morning till evening, we are interacting with the world, earning money, everything. Materially, we are well, but spiritually, and earlier I told you that both material and spiritual things should balance. If we follow Karma Yoga, Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg, Gita says you will prosper materially here also and you will get mukti also. Same action. What we are doing now is giving only the material prosperity. If same action is done as a karma yoga, it will give me material prosperity here also and give me moksha also. Which one will you like? First one or second one? Both are available. And Lord has said, if you come to know me, punarjanma na vidyate, there is no rebirth. Choice is ours. Now with this, we will enter into our first slok in our next class. Want to say? Okay. Ashokji, want to say something?